community spread in the United States. Around the world, more than 82,000 cases reported. In the college cheating scandal, an October court date set for some high-profile parents fighting the charges.
Attorneys representing Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, say they have evidence that includes notes written by college admissions cheating scheme mastermind Rick Singer that support their client's claim that they thought the payments they were making were legitimate donations and not bribes.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday is the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the bridge crossing jubilee celebrations this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday and the Selma to Montgomery March. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is scheduled for 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. Those are your news headlines this morning. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist. And you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Earnest today, 279-7431. Call David Earnest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Earnest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morris is down 252 points. Temperature outside is 49. Is that right? 46 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Feeling pretty good myself.
Yeah. Cue the song.
If it were 10 degrees warmer, it'd be absolutely spectacular outside.
It is a little
crystal
chilly.
Blue skies. Well, Benji went to go see Kate Armstrong last night, yesterday. Had a best time. I tell you, that dog makes friends and just gets so excited about doing the littlest things. The nurse came out and, oh, you're here to see me? And had a little problem getting on the scales. Weighs 71 and a half pounds. That's a big dog. I'm going from 45 to 71 pounds. He's all muscle, too. But he did really well. When he got his test for heartworms and all that kind of stuff, he didn't whimper or anything like that. So, and he looks great. Got a bath. Looks handsome as he could be. But Kay gave him a real clean bill of health. Also, he told me they've opened up a new clinic that's Brit Veterinarian in Tallahassee, Alabama, my old hometown. It's over in East Tallahassee. Folks, any dealings with Dr. Kate Armstrong are great dealings, so you need to, if you're in the Tallahassee area and you're looking for a great vet clinic, that would be one, because the association is deep with Kate Armstrong and the whole MVA family. It's called Brit Veterinarian Clinic over in East Tallahassee, across the bridge from where I grew up. Let's see what else. And then PMS came by to visit.
Nice.
He goes, you got us loan people to play with? So I took him outside and let him meet the PMS team that was out there.
Did he meet the leaf blower yet?
He has not seen the leaf blower and has not seen the mower yet. These were just the people coming in that's going to do the transition of my flowers to spring, and they were kind of seeing where we were on everything and making sure, doing a little weed control, which I need some weed control. Need some weed control and water control, but he's pretty excited about that. He's really, I tell you, the dog is just great. It was kind of weird when I went home and he wasn't there while he was getting his bath, but he came home and we watched the news together. He's getting into the news. He's having a hard time holding his corona, though. The corona is, with the pauses, I got to come up with a method to fix that, but we'll see in the proverbial fullness of time. Okay, everybody, did you see the president's press conference yesterday?
I did. Oh, I watched it this morning.
You did. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, to say the least. It he was trying to quell concern in the stock market. I think he did make a mistake blaming the stock market drop on the on Bernie Sanders, but because there is no correlation there of the debate that night, because the stock market wasn't down. You know, the next day it wasn't really down that much. It was the day after that you really had the problem. But today it started out, went down as much as 980 points, right at that 10% mark. Then it started coming back, and it's kind of playing around with a an interesting part of the where the market is. And they're taking it on the chin and on the FTSE, which is the United Kingdom Exchange. To give you an idea, we're down 236 points, and our Dow Jones is, at that time, was 26,950. Theirs is down 246 points on a little bit under 7,000. So our market is roughly 3.5 times theirs, and we're basically going down the same amount. That's a pretty substantial drop in anybody's book, so we'll see. And the market made a nice W, a double wing W, one higher than the other, which is a good sign. You've got an M that was created, and it's bounced off the M. So all of those are good signs right now, so we'll see what happens. But they went absolutely nuts on this press conference. Morning Joe spent some time on it. But the real interesting thing is, and I didn't get a chance to get to it, but because it never came out in YouTube level, Morning Joe actually did the, and they had a roundtable discussion about this with Donnie Deutsch and the whole gang. What Biden should do is the right thing. What Bloomberg should do is the right thing. Bloomberg should drop out so Biden can become the moderate lane.
Unclog that middle lane.
Yeah.
That's what X-Lax is. So do you think Bloomberg, after spending, placing ads of $100 million in California, is going to drop out?
No.
Before Tuesday?
No.
It's fantasy thinking here. Maybe he's been looking at Mika too long. It just, they were going a little crazy here. So they went nuts over the press conference. They hit that. Then they were going like, Bloomberg should just leave. He should just walk away. To give Biden a running start, because they did have an interesting scenario as they were showing numbers in Texas and in California. And if you take Bloomberg out of the mix, Biden is much more competitive. He wins in Texas. Still, nobody wins in California other than Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is going to do well in California. And he has the ability to win in Texas because of the Bloomberg factor, absorbing some of the Biden vote. It's neck and neck in Texas, but as we always talk about, we're not looking at a number, we're looking at a trend line. And the trend line is he's doing well in every poll that we've seen. So let's start out with this. Let's start out with Paula Reid, who is trying to scare the nyeh out of everybody. This is on the Corona scare.
The uncertainty over the spread of the coronavirus is rattling markets. The Dow has plunged more than 2,300 points in the last five trading days. President Trump says the risk of Americans getting infected is low, and he led an effort yesterday to show his administration is prepared. Paula Reid is at the White House for us. Paula, good morning. What's the president's mission here?
This press conference came following days of conflicting messages from the administration on coronavirus. And CBS News has learned the president was frustrated that officials were not projecting a more positive outlook even as the markets tumbled. So last night, in only his second ever White House briefing room appearance, the president tried to reassure nervous Americans.
We're very, very ready for this, for anything.
Flanked by health officials, the president said his administration has plans in place for a worst-case scenario, including stockpiling protective equipment and masks.
Every aspect of our society should be prepared.
And Mr. Trump said Vice President Mike Pence will head the task force responsible for monitoring the outbreak and coordinating with local officials across the country on their response to the virus.
I look forward, Mr. President, to serving in this role.
Okay, so one of the things, I don't know if you noticed the questions, they get, why are you appointing Mike Pence and not letting Azar do it?
He doesn't have any experience.
They must have asked that 15 different ways. And, you know, I'm glad that America got to watch the stupid questions that they ask and the way that they ask them. They look so trite, they look so gotcha in the way they're doing things. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we have the second part of Paula Reid, and we'll kind of get into this right after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Diamond Ty Lear, Blue Water Broadcasting. Right now, we are posted up out here at the America's Car Mart, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. We want you to help us continue to paw it forward with our Blue Water Broadcasting donation drive. It's all to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies, because while you may have everything you need for your pet, the local Humane Society needs our help. So you'll see us out here in the Blue Water Sprinter van. There is a Blue Water barrel right here for you to drop off your donations. We will be out here until 1. So once again, that is the America's Car Mart, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. I am Diamond Ty Lear with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Freedom. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, Joey-san, you know what's for dinner tonight?
What's for dinner?
Rooster chicken from Fresh Market. Normally $7.99, $5 today. Thursday special, rooster chicken. Mm-hmm. That's 34% off.
It's really good.
Should I put the Yukon mashed potatoes with it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I got my chicken gravy. Heat that little bad boy up. Cut it up. Ooh. Have Benji looking at me going, please, please.
Give me some chicken.
I got to come over there. I got to get one of those pill things. Kay gave him some pills that look like suppositories. Things are huge. And I wrapped it up in a tater tie, and he kind of goes, no dice. I ain't falling for that one, Dad. But good luck with it. I mean, the thing is huge. I don't know. How's he supposed to eat that thing? So I think I'm going to get my chainsaw and cut it in two. or maybe cut it in four and then try to four cycles with it, see what happens with it. But the rotisserie chicken, $5, normally $7.99 at Fresh Market. That is a great, great deal. I'm going to do a little studying on the tri-tip roast and see what I can do with that. Come up with some kind of fun thing to do with that. Let's continue on with Paula Reed on the Corona scare and the Dem response.
Health officials agreed with the president that the aggressive strategy so far had been working, but were cautious about the future.
We can expect to see more cases in the United States.
Moments later, the president contradicted that.
I don't think it's inevitable.
And there were other discrepancies on how soon a vaccine may be available.
The vaccine is coming along well, and in speaking to the doctors, we think this is something that we can develop fairly rapidly.
Although this is the fastest we have ever gone from a sequence of a virus to a trial, it still would not be any applicable to the epidemic unless we really wait about a year to a year and a half.
Health officials say prevention is crucial.
We don't have any natural immunity, we don't have a vaccine, and we don't have antivirals to treat this.
So really, right now, prevention is out of cure.
But the administration has been criticized for cutting funding that had been dedicated to coordinating government responses to public health crises.
What he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully, we can make up for the loss of time.
The president fired back at Speaker Pelosi, calling her incompetent, but also saying they have to be on the same team. And the president says those travel restrictions that he imposed early on in this outbreak worked, and he is open to adding additional travel restrictions, but now, he said, is not the right time.
You know, the point of a vaccine isn't to cure the thing. The point of the vaccine is to inoculate you from exposure to the virus.
Right.
They don't have enough cases to really figure this thing out. The testing is probably the most important part of it. There's not a real good way of testing without sending pathology to a central lab. They haven't, but they're working on a blood panel test where when you do a blood draw, you just insert that as one of the panels.
Yeah, and from listening to the doctor, the pandemic doctor who was at that press conference yesterday, he said it would be, even in a quick timetable, quick would be in years. So if this is seasonal, we can maybe have a vaccine for next season. But the good news is the therapeutic methods they're coming up with have been effective so far. And so if we can treat this where people aren't dying from it, that's very good.
Yeah. I mean, we're up to 80 cases. We do have one case that we don't have a direct contact in China with someone that we know of. All of a sudden they showed the signs and they tested the pathology. They moved him to the isolation ward in Kansas City, discovered in San Francisco. So this was a discussion last night in a lot of places. Senator Kennedy Barrasso is another one. He is a doctor, by the way, and he is on the Health and Human Health Services Committee. Let's listen to him talking about the administration's response and preparedness for corona.
What do you make of these critiques that we're not prepared? We don't have the testing kits. We don't have the equipment that, you know, there have been allegations that this administration has cut back on important places like CDC, like NIH, or wanted to. How do you respond?
Well, we're the most prepared nation in the world. Johns Hopkins University says that. A number of years ago, we put in place an infectious disease rapid response team to do that. So there is deployment of those resources, and that's why we are so prepared. Now, this thing can turn on us quickly, so we have to be ever vigilant. We've had a number of briefings from all of the officials that you saw up there with the president and vice president today, as recently as yesterday. Went through all of this, a secure briefing for the Senate. Most of the members of the Senate were there, spent over an hour on the ways to treat, the ways to identify, the ways to test, what vaccination may be available, what we're doing now with quarantine. And there is bipartisan agreement. This has to be adequately funded. Every meeting we've had, we've said, do you have what you need? And up until this point, they said, yes, from a financial standpoint, they do, but now we need to do more.
Okay, so this guy's pretty level-headed. He's Wyoming, if I remember correctly, and he's a physician. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call. Call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, Call Millow.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks on Wall Street slipping into correction territory on coronavirus fears. This is a House committee. Here's from the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, who indicates that access to testing could increase soon.
At least 40 public health laboratories should now be able to test using modified existing CDC test kits.
Officials in California, meanwhile, dealing with what could be the first case of community spread in the United States. Around the world, more than 82,000 cases reported. In the college cheating scandal, an October court date set for some high-profile parents fighting the charges.
Attorneys representing Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, say they have evidence that includes notes written by college admissions cheating scheme mastermind Rick Singer that support their client's claim that they thought the payments they were making were legitimate donations and not bribes.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday's the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's continue on with the senator from Wyoming, Barrasso. He's going to be talking about the Pelosi and Schumer comments that they made. Now, she did a press conference today, and she kind of backtracked a little bit, but they were a little off the rail yesterday. Listen in.
After the president's press conference today, which went on and on, he answered a lot of questions. I think he really enjoys those. He wasn't ready to go. But he spent a lot of time directly taking these questions and answering them. This is what she said, though. The Trump administration has mounted an opaque and chaotic response to this outbreak. The Trump administration has left critical positions in charge of managing pandemics at the National Security Council and the Department of Homeland Security vacant. I mean, that's a criticism this administration gets a lot, that there are key positions all over the place that aren't. Does she have a point?
Well, I think she doesn't. I think she and Chuck Schumer have been playing politics. I heard Chuck Schumer's comments on the floor of the Senate. I think it's wrong. As a doctor and as a senator, I think we ought to be focused right now on public health. I think that both Chuck and Nancy wake up every day saying, what can we blame on President Trump today? And it's really too bad to see that happening. But I haven't seen Chuck Schumer at any of the briefings that we've had, none of them. And I think he's just very distressed that Bernie Sanders continues to be the lead voice of their party at a time when Chuck Schumer is trying to become the majority leader of the Senate, and it's not going the way he'd like.
Now, that was an important piece of information that he has not been to any of the briefings that are there, but he can say that there's an adequate amount that Trump was recommending, and he came up with a number that was right at $9 billion. So how in the hell does he know if he hadn't been to any of the briefings? Who's he talked to? So we're going to stay with them here on the comments and the Democrat presidential candidates' comments. Listen in.
We have comments from Senator Sanders tonight, from the Bloomberg campaign as well. This is what Bloomberg says. He says, of the president, he slashed funding on the CDC, eliminated the entire White House chain of command tasked with coordinating the government's response to pandemics, and waged a war on science from the moment he took the oath of office. So, of course, the 2020 contenders are coming hard after the president.
Well, they did yesterday. They didn't get to coronavirus till about 80 minutes into the debate, but then they all piled on. And this is the wrong fight to pick, I believe. We ought to be focused on the health of the nation. This virus had started in China. We talked about the fact that the young doctor died at a young age. He was the one that was reprimanded by China by trying to spread the word about the disease. And this could go worldwide. We have more and more countries involved right now. We are prepared, more prepared than anyone else. We have to be ever vigilant. The American Hospital Association today, along with the center that oversees Ebola training, which we have funded fully. They had a webinar. I've been participating in that, have looked through the whole thing. They want to make sure that all of the hospitals in the country are fully prepared. We are at that point the most prepared in the world.
The most prepared in the world. And again, what they did is they tried to politicize it. Now, Trump, I think, made a mistake by saying that the stock market was dropping because of Bernie Sanders doing well, that there's no correlation to that whatsoever, and he shouldn't have bought into that. But the way the Democrats have played this, and which is why I believe Nancy Pelosi walked it back some today, she walked back a little bit on Bernie Sanders and some of the things she said about Bernie. I have no problems with that, and I think some of her her caucus is having some problems with it. But now let's listen, we're going to get to that, by the way, with Tony Katz. Let's listen to Senator Kennedy, the old faithful Senator Kennedy. Listen to this.
You listened to the president. What did you think of what he had to say? And do you have any higher confidence level now than you had during those hearings where you pushed back a little bit against Chad Wolf, the Homeland Security leader, head of Homeland Security, in terms of our preparedness?
I thought the president's press conference was very effective. I'm so pleased that he did it. As we all heard, he put Vice President Pence in charge. He will be helped by Secretary Azar, who's chairman of the task force. I was impressed by the fact that the president and his team answered all questions straight up. When they didn't know an answer, they didn't speculate. They said, we don't know that yet. I think this is going to go a long way toward making the American people feel more comfortable. There's a fine line, Martha, as you know, between fear and panic.
Yeah.
I was pretty tough yesterday on the Secretary of Homeland Security. It was intentional. We had had a briefing, a classified briefing, early yesterday morning. Then we heard testimony from the Secretary of Homeland Security. Then we heard testimony from Secretary Azar. Later in the day, one of the president's aides from the White House made a comment on TV, and many of them were saying different things. And I tried to send a message that this wasn't a model of transparency or accuracy, and we needed to get things to better put together in terms of talking to the American people, and they did. And I'm very pleased.
You know, we need to nickname him Steady Eddie. He's just kind of methodical. And he ripped into him. We had a clip of that yesterday when he goes, do you have enough masks for all people in America? Which was a kind of a dumb question, but I know what he was trying to do is get him to say, no, we don't, and we're not prepared, and we need to do better. That's where he was going. And he basically admits that in this interview. Okay, so he's going to compliment the good press conference and good reaction, and listen to it. I hate that these Fox people just will not let somebody finish. Listen in.
Well, you seem concerned that he didn't have a sense of just how widespread this could get and how prepared they were in that situation. And it seemed to me, as you point out, the president had a job tonight to do, and that is to not allow people to panic, but at the same time to present a case that we are ready and that we're in a good position to handle whatever comes. I mean, do you think that he struck that balance in a way that will allow people to be careful, to take the precautions that were recommended, but at the same time not to panic? And I just want to, you know, there's an indication tonight from a Washington Post report that there's a case of unknown origin in Northern California this evening, and it is likely that we are going to hear more of this based on what we just heard.
The answer to your question is yes. I thought the president did a good job. The president, he doesn't talk to the American people like they're morons, like so many people in Washington, D.C. do. He answered the question straight up when he didn't know. Yeah. He was asked, well, is it inevitable that this is going to spread? He said it could spread, but it may not spread. He made the point, which hasn't been made as well as it could so far, that this is serious, but it's not the end of world order. We're not all going to die.
He said this will end. And he also said this, we have to work together. Before I let you go, Senator, and he did point the finger a bit at Nancy Pelosi for, you know, what he saw as a politicalization of this issue, saying, you know what, this is a time when we really all have to work together. Do you think that message is going to get across to the other side of the aisle?
I hope it does. And it was the right message. Now, listen, I heard Senator Schumer today and I heard Speaker Pelosi. And it's clear to me they're trying to politicize this. They're still driven by partisan rage. I understand politics, but this is not a time for politics. This is a time to look the American people in the eye, tell them the truth. If we don't know the answer, say we don't know yet, but as soon as we get it, we'll give you the answer. And I think Pence and Azar are the two people who can do that well.
The president said he wanted to take advantage of the talent that he had right in the White House. Didn't he see the need to go outside for Azar?
Yeah. And the president called me last night, and we talked very frankly about this. I talked to Secretary Azar last night, and I thought it was a very good press conference.
Now, that was last night that you heard that interview. So it was actually Tuesday night that he talked to the president. That's something I've noticed, that people, you know, Lindsey Graham will say that. You'll have Kevin McCarthy will say that. Steve Scalise will say that. You know, I talked to the president. And I like that style, that he's talking to people that he has confidence in.
Right.
Doug Collins is another one he seems to talk to on a regular basis. And I think that really helps him out to understand. But the other thing is, it gets them motivated to help him, and they understand what page Donald Trump is on, so they can kind of decide whether they want to be on that page also. I think that's also one of the reasons that they're, you know, I always say that their talking points have gotten a lot better, and I'm not sure they're using talking points. I think they're just basically echoing some of the things he is saying.
And knowing Trump, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, I think it's probably a smart thing. I bet you there's some loyalty tests built in, like he'll tell them things. Now, don't share this with anybody, and he sees whether or not it comes out.
The old Jim Baker method.
Exactly.
We'll find out who's leaking by saying things to people.
Right, and who talks to the press, who doesn't, these sorts of things. Or who just can't keep their mouth shut if they get worked up. Who can you trust?
Yeah, that was actually a very smart move on Jim Baker's part, who was our chief of staff in the White House. He literally would tell somebody something that was a falsehood, and if it showed up in the Washington Post, he knew exactly who that was.
Well, and you know what I think has really sped up this process of finding who's loyal and the talking points, getting everything in line for the Republican Party, is the impeachment. I don't think without that impeachment, everybody would be on the same page in the Republican Party the way they are today.
That is true. That is true. News 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-G28, that's where we are. Mike Emanuel with America's Newsroom did a report on the whole Corona and the Capitol Hill saga. Listen in.
Secretary of Health and Human Services noted a short time ago that most folks who get coronavirus will have mild to moderate symptoms and will be treated at home.
So it's really important we correct this impression that it will require this massive hospital isolation for normal patients. We're in containment mode right now to stop any further spread. But once, if we end up having broader spread, it will be a much more common approach.
What needs to be worked out is the amount of the emergency funding package for coronavirus response. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer suggesting $8.5 billion. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy put the amount at $4 billion. But most here maintain the White House request for $2.5 billion isn't enough.
I remain deeply concerned that the president's meager request for supplemental coronavirus funding needs to be upped. We also need to work together to ensure that there are sufficient resources to prepare for and stem this tide.
But a key House Republican made the case a short time ago that President Trump, Vice President Pence, and their public health officials are stepping up to meet this challenge.
I commend the Trump administration for its aggressive response to the coronavirus. I think the decisive actions the administration took at the beginning, the prudent travel restrictions, the early containment strategy, your leadership of the Corona Task Force, Virus Task Force, I think America has been able to stay ahead of the outbreak as it develops abroad.
As we await Speaker Nancy Pelosi on camera, her initial response was, quote, the American people need a well-coordinated, whole-of-government, fully funded response to keep them safe from the coronavirus threat. Unfortunately, the Trump administration has mounted an opaque and chaotic response to this outbreak. Pelosi is promising the House will advance a strong and strategic funding response.
The other thing that happened in that press conference yesterday, he said, well, if they want to give me more money, I'll be glad to take it.
Right.
I thought that was great. He just kind of sidestepped a little, ole.
Yeah, like, why are you trying to make this a fight about this? Fine, I'll take the money.
Yeah, it was good. So they did kind of change their tune this morning, and particularly Nancy Pelosi. Schumer, I think, way overdid it, and I think he knew he stepped out of bounds.
Did you watch the whole thing near the end? There's a question about, you're minimizing the threat. I mean, what would you tell Americans? Like, do this, what you always do.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, and he tells the story about the guy who came and goes, I love you, Donald Trump, I love you. He's kissing me, and he's hugging me, and I'm like, are you well? And he goes, no. I've had a fever.
I did see that. Oh, it's so like, oh, what was that back? I love that.
Yeah. Remember that classic moment where Mulvaney was coughing in the Oval, and Trump's like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Somebody's coughing here.
Yeah, of all the issues to say Trump would have a blind spot and isn't taking the threat seriously, I don't think the issue of a disease, infectious disease, is one of them. Given the guy's temperament, he's a teetotaler, he is kind of a clean freak, I don't think he's going to downplay this one.
Well, and it's back to what I've always said, is what has Donald Trump done wrong today? If he had asked for $9 billion, it would have been too much.
Right.
If $2.5 billion is too little. So whatever it is, it's just like what Brasio said. They just wake up in the morning and go, what can we do to mess Donald Trump up? And that's exactly where they are with all of this. But the media is amazing, the amount of content that everything's surrounded around the coronavirus. And if it wouldn't have just been so competitive, repetitive, I would have gotten more of it. But it was just the same old seesaw type, sing-song type stuff. So I try to get a kind of a smattering. But the Democrats are kind of like, oh, everything's falling apart because of Donald Trump's poor leadership. If we only have 80 cases and we've had no deaths and we have one that's kind of a renegade case and they're hot on the track on that thing. And when I started looking at who they're meeting with and kind of the players over there, these are all top-notch folks. I mean, if you read something about the story about these folks from a nonpartisan, non-New York Times, Washington Post, but you talk the AMA Journal, for example, they just raved about it. They said, this is what you do. You come up with a war room situation to go fight it. You use all the assets you can, and you go attack it full on, but you don't forget about everything else. And they said that's exactly what he's doing. I mean, AMA was great on this whole thing. They weren't going, oh, we don't have, we would have had enough money for funding and research. That's what they normally do. You got to spend more money on research to kind of stuff, which is full employment for research doctors, by the way. But it's going to be interesting to see how this handles. And I think we may be kind of through this stock market stuff, particularly if we have a nothing happens during the weekend that's alarming. I do have a funny feeling that people will go to a safety posture. They'll go to safety. The bond, the U.S. bond, is at its lowest rate that it's had in like 25 years.
Right.
Because people are going to bonds for safety, and they're coming out of the stock market. And what's going to happen is they've got to go back into the stock market somewhere in the future. And so that's where you get the surge back in. We had a lot of volume yesterday and today, particularly today, and we had that capitulation that you look for to mark a bottom. But capitulations on a Thursday aren't very good because people go to safety on a Friday because they don't want to be sitting there holding the bag in case a shoe drops, and which is more likely than something bad to happen than something good to happen. Because I can't think of a news story, as our person was saying, a news item that all of a sudden they go, it's done, it's fixed. That ain't going to happen. Our guy clearly said that. And the dragons in the Pacific Coast dragons, South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, China, that group of people, that they're taking it on the chin. Because what if all of a sudden the people of Hyundai and Kia aren't coming over here?
Right, and as we established the other day, those in kind of the Asian market and business world, that culture, like Korean culture and Japanese culture, that's all very, it's unique in each place, but it's very formal. They want to be face-to-face, and even when you meet face-to-face, you don't get down to talking numbers immediately. They want to go through a process.
Right. Everything is face-to-face. I mean, when I did all my stuff over there, that's exactly what it was. You didn't. There wasn't one of these things, we're going to talk about this through State Department channels.
I actually heard an amazing story from a guy named Michael Malice, specialist on North Korea, and he told an amazing story about South Korea, that when they were trying to train their fighter pilots, you know, you have two guys in a jet, and they were having trouble having, like, high-class quality fighter pilots because they were using Korean, and the subordinate couldn't talk to the higher-ranking officer in the jet effectively because of the formality of the Korean language. So they had to switch to English in order to be effective, because in Korea it's very much, you know, if you're a superior, you speak to a certain way to them. And so they had to go to English in order to have more effectiveness in their fighter pilots.
That's interesting. Yeah, English and French are the two international languages. Everything gets turned down into those two things, which always was amazing to me, that you would have a translator that would translate out of a language into English and then into their language.
Right.
Out there. News Tone 93.1, Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.